says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Hey, we're back.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the...
This is the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. We're all live here. George, live with us from Maryland. George, thanks for joining.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that tonight in our brief hour together. And you're live, too, on this show. And if you haven't called in before, come on. Get into the fray. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443, and you'll be talking to these great engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network in Austin, Texas. I'm in North Dakota. George is in Maryland. We're all over the place. And when Paul Fromm is here, our great third co-host, he's coming to us from Ontario, Canada. And the things happening to us with the Trump phenomenon and the threat to our freedom here in America and to our nation, to our identity, is it's identical in Canada and all over the European world. Australia, you name it, Argentina, all of Europe. And Europe came to America today. Theresa May, the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, met with Donald Trump. So we'll cover that story. Donald Trump issued some amazing executive orders on immigration, just as he promised. In fact, ahead of schedule and under budget. He lined up his appointment of General Kelly for Homeland Security and said, this is the man who's going to enforce these orders. And he said, Department of Homeland Security, he said, is a police agency. And so he's going to be rounding up illegals, illegal felons, you name it, wielding these great executive orders written by your president today, orders that you, in your wildest dreams, never thought would be written by a president of the United States. Just these two orders today are worth the price of admission on Donald J. Trump. So we'll get to those. Stock market soared above 20,000 today. The economy's going to boom. Now, Donald Trump knows it's a bubble. He said it as many times as anybody. So he's not pegging his himself on the stock market staying above 20,000. But it is a great start. It's a great, let's say, indicator on what the markets think of Donald Trump. Whatever correction may come to that market or those markets. Wow. Stocks soaring. And on fundamentals also, by the way. The market, of course, is all inflated. But the things that Trump is doing are actually related to fundamentals, which is what we want to see. And there's a story on Drudge Report tonight that Donald Trump in the rise in the markets has already added $2 trillion in valuation to the U.S. economy. again, already, what are we now? We're on his fourth full day, already worth the price of admission. George, well, I know you had a bad day with the weather, but this week, but man, what a good week otherwise.
We're enjoying watching Donald Trump in action. He's certainly showing us what a patriot leader really does.
Yes, let's listen to him now. Now, folks, from my point of view as a radio broadcaster, it's gotten so good. You know, I've been going to YouTube to get this live video of Donald Trump and, you know, kind of going all over around the place, different YouTubers with spotty quality and so on. There's now a White House YouTube channel. So Donald Trump, for free, under budget, ahead of schedule, he's going to deliver his statements to you directly via his channel on YouTube. I'll give you an example right here. Let me see. Let me find this one. Let me see if I've got the right one. Let's see here. It's going to be one of these right here. Here he is. I'm looking at the YouTube channel now named The White House, which has how many people are following it. It's brand new. So, well, here he is. Here he is talking to us today. Let me launch in. Let's go right about here. Here he is.
Tell networks. As I've said repeatedly to the country, we are going to get the bad ones out, the criminals and the drug deals and gangs and gang members and cartel leaders. The day is over when they can stay in our country and wreak havoc. We are going to get them out, and we're going to get them out fast. And John Kelly is going to lead that way.
Marine Corps General.
Our order also does the following. Ends the policy of catch and release at the border. Requires other countries to take back their criminals. They will take them back. Cracks down on sanctuary cities. Empowers ICE officers to target and remove those who pose a threat to public safety. Calls for the hiring of another 5,000 Border Patrol officers. Calls for the tripling the number of ICE officers. And you both do an incredible job, but you need help. You need more. Creates an Office of Homeland Security dedicated to supporting the victims of illegal immigrant crime.
Nice. Never been done before.
For years, the media has largely ignored the stories of Americans and lawful residents victimized by open borders. To all of those hurting out there, I repeat to you these words. We hear you, we see you, and you will never, ever be ignored again.
He's pointing. They're in the audience. It's the Department of Homeland Security where he's speaking. They're in the audience.
As I travel the country, I had the chance to get to know mothers who have lost their children to violence spilling over the border. I want to thank the Remembrance Project, such incredible people, for giving these families a voice. They're called angel moms for good reason, because they are a voice to protect all of America's children. Their children have not died in vain, believe me.
He's dead serious, folks. You can tell.
Pundits talk about how enforcing immigration laws can separate illegal immigrant families. But the families they don't talk about are the families of Americans forever separated from the people they love. They don't talk about that ever. As your president, I have no higher duty than to protect the lives of the American people.
Oh, folks, I'm going to pause it right there. George, did you think you'd live to see the day?
Well, it sure sounds very un-Obama-like, un-Bush-like, and un-Clinton-like. Sounds un-Carter-like, too.
Oh, this man is charging. He's got his jaw set next to that Marine Corps general. And boy, that Marine Corps general, his expression never changed. I mean, boy, what a Marine Corps general. Just a steel-jawed man. And he is a nice guy, I'm sure, when he's off the job. But you don't want to cross General Kelly. you gangbangers out there, you're gonna meet your match here. This man is determined, and what he just did there, talking about the angel moms. He puts emotion into it. He connects with people. And just as he connected yesterday with the union leaders, connects with the working man. Boy, did he connect with all of America here on his orders today. I have these orders on my screen. Let me see if I have any callers that I'm neglecting. Let me just click on another computer here to see if we've got any callers yet. I don't see any, so that means lines are open. 800-313-9443. Also, good news about the United Nations and all international organizations today. Donald Trump's going to drastically cut funding to the UN and all these goofball international projects that threaten American sovereignty. He's doing all these things in a 24-hour period.
I wish he would start with what's it called? Century 21, something 21, Agenda 21. That hits home. Hey, Don. Yes. Get rid of Agenda 21.
I don't think we're even going to have time to cover Theresa May. That's a story in itself. Here she is. She's presenting Donald Trump with a Scottish cup, a golden Scottish cup, a two-handed drinking vessel, once seen as a gift for forging alliances between Highland clans. And Donald Trump's mother, McLeod, is from the islands, the Hebrides, which are off the Scottish Highlands, and came to this country not that long ago. Actually, his mother was born in Scotland, and his dad is second generation German. So, let's see. So she's coming. Well, we'll get to Theresa May if we have time. Let's see. And she had great things to say, like America and Britain will lead together, lead the world after Brexit and his election. Wow. All right. Now, she goofed in not triggering Article 50, which gets Britain out of the EU. She's been dilly-dallying on that, in my view. And because she took time, she enabled the British Supreme Court, which is nothing, not quite like our Supreme Court, but it's called the Supreme Court in Britain, enabled them to make a bogus, stupid ruling that Brexit cannot take force until okayed by Parliament. I'm not even going to go into this, but the reasoning is absurd and stupid. And contrary to everything in English common law, but they did this so that Theresa May allowed that bump in the road. It will be overcome, but we'll see. Now, here are these executive orders. Let me just thrill you with these. They are, just so you know what these look like, I can't possibly read them on the air. It would take the entire length of the show to read one of these on the air. They're that good. Every paragraph is wonderful. Here's the first executive order, border security and immigration enforcement improvements. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including, then he gives a list of laws like the Immigration and Nationality Act, et cetera, et cetera. And in order to ensure the safety and territorial integrity of the United States, as well as to ensure that the nation's immigration laws are faithfully executed, I hereby order. I love that. Order as follows. pay attention, bureaucrats. Section 1. Purpose. Aliens who illegally enter the United States without inspection or admission present a significant threat to national security and public safety. That's a lot in that sentence. That's never been said before, folks. Threat to national security. Bush didn't say it. Clinton didn't say it. Obama certainly didn't say it. But that changes things. When you say something is a threat to national security, ooh, do your powers increase? And do penalties increase? Such aliens have not been identified or inspected by federal immigration officers to determine their admissibility to the United States. Blah, blah, blah. There's no blah, blah in here, folks. There's just not time to read it. Transnational criminal organizations operate sophisticated drug and human trafficking networks and smuggling operations on both sides of the southern border, contributing to a significant increase in violent crime and United States deaths from dangerous drugs. Among those who illegally enter are those who seek to harm Americans through acts of terror or criminal conduct. Continued illegal immigration presents a clear and present danger to the interests of the United States. Oh, George, you know what that sentence means.
Yeah. It is remarkable. You didn't hear it on CNN. You heard it everywhere else.
Oh, folks, this man, folks, is a genius, and the people he has working for him are geniuses. But this law, here we are, you know, just days into his administration, this thing goes down several. You got to scroll down several screens. There's no fluff in here. There's no frou-frou. Like this thing about clear and present danger, folks. Do you know how many powers that invokes? Clear and present danger. That's at the level there where the president of the United States, that's darn near martial law right there. His powers under clear and present danger are pretty much unlimited. That's his power to defend the country with the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. That's what that is. And he doesn't need anybody's approval to do that. You need approval to go to war in Iraq against another nation. You don't need any approval to defend the borders of America with everything you've got. And Donald Trump's got a lot more than John McCain or any of these other clowns in the Senate or the House. They don't have armies. Donald Trump does. They don't have an FBI. Donald Trump does. They don't have a CIA. Donald Trump does. He just hired 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, and he just – get this, George. Imagine if you're working for the immigration ICE. You just found out today your force is going to be tripled.
James, what I like about this, our federal government, civil service, all of it, is it too big? Well, it is big. And it was made big by our enemies, and they've been using it to browbeat us for 50 years. Now it's a formidable tool in the hands of their enemies. Whoa. How about that, liberals? Now you have these gigantic forces, and a populist is the president. What are you going to do now?
Yeah, I like the way you sometimes ask it, George. How about that, sports fans? Oh, I love it. And I'll just give you a couple more sentences here. You know, and you can read these. Go to whitehouse.gov. We'll come back and I'll give you the rest of this right after we listen to Merle.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around
Nothing
the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And invitation goes out again. Call in at 800-313-9443. Especially if you've been watching events today and been trying to keep up with this 70-year-old man who is racing ahead of us. We can't keep up with him. Here he is. He's at the Department of Homeland Security building. He's just announced General John Kelly as the Director of Homeland Security. And now he's in his audience. He has brought the families of Americans killed by these illegal punks and gangs and brutes and savages, who number so many in the U.S. And Donald Trump's had enough of it. America's had enough of it. And finally, we've got a president who says what we think. Listen to this as he introduces these families. And, you know, you can hear it. You'll hear it.
We're joined here this afternoon by parents whose children were horribly killed by individuals living here illegally. I will now read these parents' names and ask them to stand. Many have become friends of mine over the last 2 years and have supported me so dearly, and I appreciate it. Mary Ann Mendoza, who lost her son, Police Sergeant Brandon Mendoza. Fred Funderburg and his son James, who lost Billy. Billy was Fred's son and James's brother. Billy's wife, Natalie, was also killed by an illegal immigrant, somebody that should never, ever have been here. Laura Wilkerson, who lost her 17-year-old son, beautiful Josh. Josh was special. Where's Laura? Good. Laura. Thank you. Carrie Ruiz.
How can you interrupt this honor roll of parents being introduced? But you see, George, Donald Trump, he's doing what he did so effectively in the campaign trail, but now it's on steroids. Now it's at a quantum level above what he was able to achieve as a candidate. He's the president, and he is bringing these people, before America and honoring them. This is just, I have to pinch myself. This is so wonderful.
But he's right about the forgotten people. If these things happened a long time ago and President Oblivion gone, he had plenty of time to do this. Yeah. He didn't do it. His predecessors didn't. And they didn't want to because that's not the agenda.
Yeah, the contrast is so amazing, folks. Obama is shamed every minute of the Trump presidency by events like this. In other words, just what George realized, what George said, that why didn't Obama do any of these things? Well, we all know the answer, but the contrast is so amazing, the night and day shift that has just occurred. And by the way, at the end of this speech, he gives this thing that has tears in everybody's eyes, where he says, your children will not have died in vain. They did not die in vain. And he said, and he's honoring these families, and all the others. Folks, do you know how many hundreds of thousands of crimes against us Americans have been committed by these illegals? And so imagine, this is not just a few people that Trump brings to Washington. He has an audience out there it's millions of us who have been the victims of the illegal immigrant invasion. We've got Bucky, if the engineer has it right, Bucky in S.E. I'm going to guess what S.E. Oh, in the Southeast. Bucky, the microphone is yours.
Hi, I'm Bucky, and I'm from Southeast Indiana, and I'm elated along with the rest of you about this. It's just a joy. I earlier heard on one of the other programs that we're cautiously optimistic, but we're continuing that, and I think the right people stepped up to the plate at the right time.
Yes, they did. Now, Bucky, we're going to have you step up to the plate right after the music. We'll bring you right back in, so stay with us, Bucky, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my
thing.
Well, I'm out to find me a
wealthy woman.
Work that don't take no diploma.
Take no diploma.
Got much to lose, but got a lot to
gain.
Here, some might call me a good time
good fella.
I ain't black.
I ain't a yellow.
Boy, looking for a place to do my thing.
All right, folks, we're back.
Here, I don't want
I tell you, a tragedy of this election. Burl's not here to enjoy it. This is the election he was waiting for. This is what he was singing about. And I'll tell you what, Merle Haggard, wherever you are, you helped bring this all about. All the millions and millions of records you sold, and the millions of people that you educated, you inspired with your music and songs like this one. So you live on, and the news just keeps getting better, folks. Oh, first of all, we got Bucky in Southeast Indiana. As soon as I learn how to read my screen, Bucky, come back to us.
Hello, Bucky.
Yeah, Bucky,
I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Give us a piece of the news.
I just wanted to make a statement. A little while back, when Trump was in his campaign, I heard somebody on Facebook, or just heard it from someone, And he, I'm a union carpenter, or I was, I'm retired now. But this one guy volunteered a week's worth of work for the wall. Well, I'd like to ante that up to 2 months. My heart is to put back into this this government, which I never ever thought I'd do, but this was gone. And but now we're headed in the right direction. We're making strides in the right direction. I've told a lot of people when he got elected, I said, you're 10 seconds into a 15-round fight. You're 10 seconds into it. Now we're about 20 seconds into it. Because it's going to be that way to press the time out. I think if people keep running forward and going forward with what they know is right, America sure did speak up. And my position right now is just, I don't know who to get a hold of, but I'll find someone to get a hold of to volunteer my time to help build the wall down along the border.
Bucky, that's beautiful. My time.
So that's my goal right now to that. And I come from a long history of military family back to the Revolutionary War. So, you know, it was hard to swallow all that. And but now, like I said, it's a step in the right direction. I'm thankful. I live in America. I'm thankful I live here. I always have been, more now than ever. But thanks for taking my call and enjoying these radio stations and the broadcast putting out there. Thank God for y'all.
Thank you, Bucky.
Bucky, you know, thank you. And, you know, you stand – that was very moving, Bucky. And I hope you call in the future. You're what this show is all about. And that was very inspiring, George. The Bucky, you stand for a lot of people. What you said is meaningful way beyond yourself.
James, you're all over it. We got to believe that George Meany himself is turning over in his grave and said – did we really have a Republican president talking to pipe fitters, steam fitters, and welders?
Yeah.
Didn't happen in my lifetime.
And George, let me give you the mic here for just about 30 seconds. Mike, you've got the mic, and Bucky, you're still with us.
Bucky, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
All right. Where do you do your carpentry work, mate?
I was in southeast Indiana, the Ohio Valley. Then I came over to the St. Louis area and worked out over here and retired about 2 years ago when I had retired out. But when this came up, I thought, well, I'm not retired yet. You never really retire. You just shift gears, go to the next phases. This is part of it. You know, I'm just glad that things went where they did, and it went down to the wire. And we were there, and was glad we got going where it is, taking the stands that people did. I'd also, even the evangelicals, you know, they put their, turned the ball game off and put down their pizza and beer and went to the polls. They did what they're supposed to do. And when they did that, well, there's the effect. This is the effect of it. And it's continuing on. So it tells me where this is going. But it has, persistence is the key. Can't lay down on this. You got to keep going. I think it's through the fear of God and a lot of Americans that we're going to lose our country if we don't get this stopped. And it's getting stopped. It will get stopped. This man's not speaking to any political party. He's speaking to the American people.
Yeah, this is a complete.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bucky, this is what we all, you know, actually, I don't think many of us were even hoping for this, what Trump represents, because it seems so impossible. I know my hopes were, you know, I'm 68 now. I was thinking, you know, if by the time I check out, there's some kind of a little bit of a turnaround in the country that'll give me hope for my kids. I didn't want to check out with the country going down in flames as we hand the baton off to our children. I didn't expect something this good, this fast, now. It's wonderful.
Well, I knew the potential was there. It was going to take drastic measures. Drastic things happen, but drastic measures are going to take, and that's what's being done. Yeah. And so, well, now, God answered prayers, you know, so we need to continue to bombard heaven with those and follow it up. Follow up with doing something. Just don't, you know, praying's one thing, but follow it up. Be out there. Be, get involved. Get more involved.
But,
public radio. Thank God for you. You know, I just ran into you last fall, and I'm always up and down the aisle, you know, and picking things up. And I thought, woo, this is great stuff. You know, it educated people. Put people back saying, this is what your government said. This is where we've been, and this is where this could go. Right now, it's not going there, and it will. It could change the first of the year, and it started in that direction. A big, big steps in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, Bucky, please be a frequent caller to this show.
What station are you listening to?
Comes out of Missouri somewhere. Somewhere in Missouri, I don't know. I'm not sure what station it is. I just picked you guys up on 89.7, and it comes across, and I caught you. Now, you can't get too far south or north. It just comes straight across the Mississippi right on east, and I pick it up. So then I got the phone number, and when I'm not, can't get you on the air, I call in and pick it up on the telephone. You know, you can do that, too.
Yes, you can. And this is great, Bucky. Boy, I sure look forward to your next call. And
we'll be in touch.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, yes, thank you.
All right, so long. Now, folks, more good news. Oh, my. I mentioned the YouTube channel, the White House. We're going to have this every day. Donald Trump will have something up there. What we've got is Twitter account. Now, let's go to the Twitter news. Did we ever think we'd be saying stuff like this, you know, that we'd be excited about Twitter and tweets? Okay. The last time we checked in with Donald Trump's tweets, he had 16.1 million followers. Now, yeah, I understand he's making some idiots rich, you know, who own things like Twitter and YouTube and so on. So what? he's also acquiring a lot of power over what these clowns do. So, last time we checked in, Donald Trump had 16.1 million followers. Guess how many he has today, about 5 days later, George? 22.1 million. He's added a million followers a day. Huh. Oh, you don't think that the owners and executives of Twitter are paying attention to that? So now here are the tweets. Let's look at these tweets. I'm looking here with one of the things he did. He met today with the CEO of Ford, Mark Fields, and the CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra. And there's so much that happened today that here they are talking at microphones. They're all happy as can be right in front of the White House on the lawn there. Here's Donald Trump signing orders to move forward the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. That was yesterday. So let's go forward to today. He says, Donald Trump says, congratulations to Fox News for being number one in inauguration ratings. They were many times higher than fake news CNN. Public is smart. Now, see, that's the point I made. Donald Trump's he's bringing all these viewers to these clowns, and he's thereby acquiring power over making our own media. So he's given an attaboy to Fox News. They're going up in the rankings as a result. He's telling CNN that they suck. Down they go. he says, get this next tweet. If Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, 228 shootings and 42 killings in 2017 alone, I will send in the feds.
Well, I'm really digging that one, James. And I go... He's nice enough with an interesting character up there, and I just want to use the word neocon. But if there are any neocons anywhere in the world, that man in Chicago is neocon number one. And Donald Trump has just basically spit right between his eyeballs. And
yes,
I reference this back to the caller who said, James, you're going to eat your hat when Donald Trump is a neocon rat. Okay. Well, he just told neocon number one that fix your wagon or I'll fix it for you.
Yeah, I'm going to send in the feds, and that includes Marine Corps General John Kelly. So, you know, and by the way, all you folks out there that had doubts about Donald Trump, hey, I love you, brothers. I love you, sisters. And I understand why, you know, all the times we've been burned, you were thinking, Kelso's in a pipe dream. Well, we're all happy that it's turned out this great. Here's another tweet. Big day planned on national security tomorrow. That's today. Among many other things, we will build the wall. Here's another one. I will be asking for a major investigation. And that he doesn't ask, he orders a major investigation into voter fraud, including those registered to vote in two states, those who are illegal, and even those who registered to vote who are dead. then he's going to act on that. He says, I will be making my Supreme Court pick on Thursday, tomorrow, Thursday of next week. Thank you. Then he says, I will be interviewed by David Muir tonight at 10 o'clock on ABC. That's tonight. And my first interview in the White House. And then he says, and here's the most important tweet of today. Beginning today, the United States of America gets back control of its borders. And then he links to the full speech, which, and I just followed that link to give you the speech that you were hearing. Let me just see if I'm ignoring any listeners here. Not yet. Let's go then also to his other order. He's got two big orders today that changed your life, my life, the life of my children, and every American. The first one was the border security and immigration improvements order, which is page after page, just a power packed. The second one is entitled Order Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the United States. And he says the same sort of preamble, by the authority vested in me as president. He goes, purpose, interior enforcement of our nation's immigration laws is critically important to the national security and public safety of the United States. Many aliens who illegally enter the United States and those who overstay or otherwise violate the terms of their visas present a significant threat to national security and public safety. Continuing. Sanctuary jurisdictions across the United States willfully violate federal law in an attempt to shield aliens from removal from the United States. These jurisdictions have caused immediate harm to the American people. Folks, a lot of law gets invoked when he says immediate harm to the American people. You don't want to be facing a president who's using that kind of language about you, mayor of Chicago, who's going to send in the feds. for some people, we're talking about bracelets here. Immediate harm to the American people and to the very fabric of our republic. Tens of thousands of removable aliens have been released into communities across the country solely because their home countries refuse to accept their repatriation. Many of these aliens are criminals who have served time in our federal, state, and local jails. The presence of such individuals in the United States and the practices of foreign nations that refuse the repatriation of their nationals are contrary to the national interest. Again,
imagine that.
Yeah, folks, when the president uses those phrases, those are magic phrases. They're national interest, national security. Those are actually the war making powers, including, among others, war making powers that are solely held by one man, the president of the United States. It is the policy of the executive, of the executive branch to ensure the faithful execution of the immigration laws of the United States, make use of all available systems and resources to ensure the efficient and faithful execution of the immigration laws of the United States, ensure that jurisdictions that fail to comply with applicable federal law do not receive federal funds.
That's effective.
Ensure that aliens ordered removed from the United States are promptly removed, and support victims and the families of victims of crimes committed by removable aliens. And then let's see what I'm going to go down here. This is the first time I've read through it, folks. This is just poetry. In executing faithfully the immigration laws of the United States, the Secretary of Homeland Security, General Kelly, shall prioritize for removal those aliens described, and then he goes, Those who have been convicted of any criminal offense, get them out of here. I'm inserting the get them out of here. Have been charged with any criminal offense where such charge has not been resolved. Get them out of here. Just a charge, okay? Have committed acts that constitute a chargeable criminal offense. Get them out. Have engaged in fraud or willful misrepresentation in connection with any official matter or application before a governmental agency. Oh, come on. Millions. Millions of them. Out. Engaged in fraud or willful misrepresentation. Oh, hasta la vista, baby. We got another break and another segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh, folks, this is too good. This is too wonderful. There's so much here. And you know, George, this is why we need this radio show. The suckers in the mass media are not going to cover this. They're not going to read this stuff. I'll give you another section coming up here, folks. They are not going to cover this. So we've got to have our alternate media to cover this story. Get this. In this one on interior enforcement, he talks about the sanctuary cities. Let me just read the exact language. In furtherance of this policy, the Attorney General and the Secretary, that's the Homeland Security, General John Kelly, in their discretion, shall ensure that jurisdictions that willfully refuse to comply with this are not eligible to receive federal grants. Their discretion. The Attorney General shall take appropriate enforcement action. Also, what constitutes a sanctuary city or area? Determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security, folks, at his discretion. Doesn't matter what the mayor of Chicago says. If I say you're a sanctuary city, you're a sanctuary city. And if I say you're not complying with federal law, no money. Okay. Get this. This is beautiful. To better inform the public regarding the public safety threats associated with sanctuary jurisdictions, the secretary shall utilize the declined detainer outcome report or its equivalent on a weekly basis, make public a comprehensive list of criminal actions committed by aliens and any jurisdiction that ignored or otherwise failed to honor detainers with respect to such aliens. Folks, this is going to be a phone book released every week, and it's going to have names and dates of the crimes committed against Americans. This is, just as Donald Trump said, you will not be forgotten ever again. Wow. And it just goes on and on. More good stuff. Recalcitrant countries, Section 12. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall implement the sanctions provided. He shall, to the maximum extent permitted by law, ensure that diplomatic efforts and negotiations with foreign states include, as a condition precedent, the acceptance by those foreign states of their nationals who are subject to removal from the United States. Folks, what he said to every nation on earth, you take these criminals back or you're toast with America. Forget your visas, forget your trade negotiations, forget your trade. Keep your crap. Don't even send it on those ships to us. This is a hammer, George.
A heck of a first 4 days, James. I'll take it.
Yeah. Here's a creation of a new office for the victims of crimes committed by removable aliens. This is a brand new office. Oh, my.
And it used to even be politically incorrect to say the word aliens. But he sure has got it right. They're not illegals or nice people coming to visit. They're aliens.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And folks, I was just picking items out of here. You got to go read it for yourself. It's at whitehouse.gov under current actions. Read it and celebrate with your family. We'll continue our celebration tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. This is James Kelso along with George signing off. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.